Hey there, mamas. I'm talking to you here in the depths of a really big move. We moved kind of across the country, and when I say in the depths of it, I mean that I might just actually be sitting in deep piles and boxes of things that I need to go through and organize. Now, we've moved a lot in the last few years. My 9-year-old actually counted that this is her 8th house out of all of her 9 years, and for some reason, this one hit us the hardest. Maybe because there are more kids, more stuff. Maybe I'm just really done with moving. I don't know what it was, but it definitely hit me. So this move really reminded me how much transitions can shake everything up. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how to strengthen your marriage, even when you're moving. But even if you're not planning on moving, hold on. Don't skip on, because this episode is still for you. This episode is really about any big transition that you're going through in life, why it makes it so hard to continue thriving in marriage, and what you could do in order to make your marriage even stronger from that transition. A big transition could be anything like a new baby, a new job, maybe a death of someone close to you. You name it, whatever it is, any kind of transition, big change in your life, you're going to need this to make sure that you're not just surviving your marriage, but actually really using the transition to become even stronger as a mama, as a wife, as a woman, you name it. So hang on right after the intro. Here we go. Hey, and welcome to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I want to help you get out of the overwhelming distance and guide you to reconnect to yourself and to your husband. You know you want things to be different, but you're probably not sure how to make it happen. Well, mama, you're in the right place. Here we will dive into all the things you need to start loving your life and relationship and start living like soulmates and not roommates anymore. We will dive into motherhood, marriage, communication, holistic inspiration, and practical hacks and tips. Mama, I believe that transformation and deep connection await you. Hi, I'm Aliza Saeed, proud mama and grateful wife, and the Mama Marriage Coach. You too can turn your mess into magic. Come on, mama, and let's do it together. Hey, mamas, and welcome back to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I'm Aliza Saeed, the Mama Marriage Coach, and I help mamas reconnect to themselves and to their partners, even in the messiness of motherhood. And we learn how to turn that messiness or that mess into magic. So today we are talking all about moving and really all about transitions. So what makes it so hard when you actually move? Now, when I say move, I mean moving from one place, to a different home, a different community, whatever it is. So what makes it so hard? So let's start out by just talking about for 1 second, actually finding the right place to move to. We were actually supposed to move to one side of the country, which was kind of far away, and we were all set on that. And in the last minute, because of all different things that were happening, we ended up going to the complete other side of the country. But what we did learn in this whole journey or turbulent ride, I don't know what you want to call it, what we did learn is that finding a place to live is really about finding your identity. It's about really discovering who are you? Who do you identify with? What do you want your life to be like? What are you looking for in life? And when you're finding a unified identity for two different people, you and your husband, it can get complicated because you might want different things. And then it becomes a huge opportunity to discover who are we each and who are we together as a couple? What is it that we want from life? What is it that we want for our children to grow up with? You know, all those really important questions that we should actually be asking ourselves once in a while. But it makes it hard because they're questions that make us have to really think about these deep points that sometimes throughout life, we'd rather just pass on and not really have to dwell on it so much. Another thing that makes moving really hard is that every gain that we get also contains some grief. Now, when I say that, think about anything in life. Whenever you're getting something, you're also losing something, because that's just what it's about. It's about the ratzov hashov. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, I guess you didn't hear episode number 31. So go back to episode 31 and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Towards the end of all of my pregnancies, I always feel this like deep sadness because on the one hand, I'm so excited to meet this baby. And of course, you know, this is what it's all for. But I don't know, there's something that just makes me feel sad about parting ways with this pregnancy and about having this life within me. And birth, we are birthing a new life into this world, but there's also a little bit of, well, death might sound a little harsh, but there is a little bit of loss going on inside the mother. She's losing that life within her. Also, when you make a big move or a big transition, you're going to have to lose some things on the way. Maybe you're losing your close friends. Maybe you're moving far away from family. Maybe you're losing your neighbors. Maybe you're losing your job. You're losing your familiar schedule, familiar places, just, you know, what you know of. And once you're losing something, you're going through some kind of grief. Now, what makes it so hard when you're going through grief? It's that we each deal with that grief in a very different way. We each deal with loss in different ways, different manners. Each person reacts differently to these big feelings that they're going through. And the real problem is when we're unaware that what is actually going on is that our partner is going through big feelings, going through this change. Some of us like to try and control our feelings and say, I'm feeling stressed, but I'm now going to be happy because I'm happy that this is what's going on. Some of us try to just ignore our feelings. No, everything's good. Everything's fine. I'm just really happy about it, and completely ignore what's going on. Some of us like to actually feel the feelings and say, you know, I'm feeling really overwhelmed right now. I'm just going to be overwhelmed. And some of us like to go into doing instead of being in a being manner, actually going into doing mode and going from technical thing to next technical thing. And when you're moving, there's lots of technical things that you can do. So each of us deal with things differently. And when we have to mesh both of our ways that we're struggling together, it can get difficult. Another thing that makes it hard is that our brain likes what's familiar. Your brain doesn't like change. When we have something that's familiar to us, it gives us a sense of safety. We know what we're up against. And then when there's something that's unknown, which, trust me, a big move has a lot of unknown in it, it can get a little scary. Any change can be really difficult and bring up all different hard feelings, scary feelings, and then it can also bring up all of the most sensitive places in our marriage and in our relationship, because that's what happens when everything is just tossed up in the air. It throws everything up so that we can create something beautiful, but in that moment, it's a little scary. Another thing is that the physical strain in the move is so real. Last night was actually the day of the move, and I felt at the end of the night that I just couldn't stand on my legs anymore. Like, I hadn't sat the whole day. We were unpacking and packing and cleaning, and it's just crazy. You need to pack every single thing up while trying to stay as organized as you can. And then you're trying to make your life a little easier by like labeling everything or color coordinating everything. And then you need to clean the old house. Then you need to clean the new house. You need to deal with the movers who, well, I don't know why, but for some reason, it has always been very stressful for me with any of the movers we've used. Then you need to unpack everything and you need to organize everything back into some way that's going to make your life easier in your new life and reorganize your whole new life. It's a lot. And it's so easy to start piling up stressors and pet peeves about each other because it's just really tough to remember to nurture your marriage in the midst of all of this. So now add on to the physical work and the emotional stress, some relationship turmoil. Now, this turmoil might look different for everyone. It could look like avoidance, that you just don't talk to each other so much and you're just busy with whatever needs to be done. Or annoyance. Everything just gets annoying. Whatever he does, however he packs, however he moves it, whatever, it just gets annoying. I was just talking to a friend who she said, I'd rather him just leave the house and I do the whole thing. I don't. I'm very happy I have other hands. But there are some people that just get annoyed by everything in this midst of all this stress. And there are many other ways that this relationship turmoil can come about. Some even say that moving might be one of the biggest stressors in life. Great. So now what do we do? So here we are thinking of, you know, setting off to a new start, and we're now going to build the life that we want. And maybe we just end up with lots of new stressors going on. Now, I want to remind you before we go on to the four things that you can do, that everything we're talking about here is correct for every transition. You know, like think about change and our brains wanting to stay in the familiar. When you have a new baby, everything changes. Your body changes, your schedule changes, you have nothing that's familiar anymore. Everything that you thought was familiar is now different. So everything that we're saying here and we're mentioning here is correct for any big transition that goes on in your life. So it's not only about moving, this is something that you could use for any transition. So number one, accept the ability to be and allow yourself to dwell in the uncomfortableness. I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it one. Be with the discomfort of change. Be with your partner's uncozy feelings about all that's going on. Allow yourself to just be with the huge mess until it'll be organized. Allow things to just happen and unfold. Let go of total control. Lean into uncertainty and see where it takes you. When you allow things to happen, you stop suffocating so many good things that want to come out. Sometimes we want to control so badly that we end up losing ourselves. This morning, I was not in any way accepting that it takes time. I wanted to control the rhythm of getting things back to normal. I wanted to control the way the house would look right now. And let's just say I sunk into that big fat lie of being able to be in control. And I started losing myself on the way. And I became the kind of mother that I knew that I didn't want to be. Because we just need to allow things to be. Stop fighting it. It's normal. It's okay. It's okay if you're not feeding your children the best dinners when you're moving. It's okay if you're not, you know, looking the best in the best clothes that you have when you're meeting the new neighbors. Just allow things to be. Allow yourself to feel a little uncomfortable about things. Allow things to happen. Feel the feels and don't suffocate it. Because when you're suffocating the bad things, you're also suffocating the good things. Or if we say it in a better way, when you expand your heart to allow the tough things to come in, you're also expanding your heart to allow the good things to come in. So just allow yourself to be. Number two, we spoke about it being really difficult and all the technical things that need to be done when you're moving or when you're going through any other transition. So one of the things that we found is very helpful and that I find also with my clients as something that's very powerful is to carve in simple connection rhythms. Now, I like to call it rhythms because think of it as something that has movement or has a different rhythm at different times. The idea is that you're starting or ending the day or in the middle of the day, but usually starting or ending the day with something that connects you and your partner. It could be something that you want to tell each other, like something you appreciate the other one for, something that you love about the other person, something that made you happy that day, something, whatever it is, something that you share in the morning or at night. Maybe you want to start or end the day with physical touch. Whatever it is that makes you feel more connected. If you need help with that, you could go back to the episode about five love languages. But whatever makes you feel more connected to your partner, do that in the beginning of the day and the end of the day. Make sure you're starting or ending Or if you want to be even way more awesome, you could start and end the day with connection. Number three, work on your team playing mindset. This is so important. It's not about how much I did or how much you did. We're in this together. Stop scorekeeping. It's not about doing it my way or doing it your way. We're on the same team. Another thing about a team is that teammates look out for each other. They don't just think about themselves because they know that if their teammate isn't doing well, their whole team is not doing well. So it's not just thinking about how you're doing, how hard things are for you. Look out for your most important teammate, your husband. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to lose yourself on the way, but when you check in with how you're doing, make sure you're checking in with your partner as well. Make sure you're looking out for your teammate and that you're working as a team and not as one against each other or competing against, you know, who could do it better or I'm doing it even more, so now you should do this. No, just leave all that out. Work as a team. And number four, learn to talk to each other. Communicate. Communicate your expectations, your feelings, everything. I know that that's something that everyone says, communicate. Communication is the most important. But sometimes it really is just that simple. We think that everyone knows what we're thinking or that it's obvious what we're going through, but it's not. And when we don't communicate those things, we are essentially just playing one big guessing game that usually we both end up losing. So just to recap, accept what is, allow it to be, connection rituals, team mindset, and start talking to each other about everything. You could just, you know, today as we were unpacking, I thought I was going to blow up in those moments of trying to control. I walked into where my husband was unpacking and I said, hey, I need 2 minutes to just explain what I'm going through right now. And then if you need to, I'd love to hear you debrief as well. And find those ways to communicate what's going on. So whether you're moving or you're going through any other kind of big change, these four things will help you not only survive, but use the transition as transformation. Sending lots of love to you all out there, and see you next time over here at the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show.